and welcome to Elcott the Next Step. My name is Overlord Bugs Wilcott. I'd been a priestly until my elevation and floatitation to the level of Overlord in August of this year. Elcott. The Next Step. A new way. A new way forward in the shedding of ego and the realization of the enlightened self. I'm Overlord Bugs Wilcott. Recently, I had asked Mr. Hendry to afford me the opportunity to be on the platform here during the weekdays, during the so-called free hours. Some of you may know that Elcott the Next Step is behind the paywall on the Phil Hendry website, as well it should be, in my opinion. The paywall affords us a small gratuity from which we can launch and work our philosophy in the overall. In Elcott the Next Step, all of you people that are listening to us right now are literally called you people. When we refer to you people, we're referring to those who are not Elcotta. On the program here, the Mr. Hendry program, we heard from a woman yesterday or the day before yesterday. Her name was Bobby Dooley, and she proffered a new philosophy, what she called the Badoo. The Badoo, a figurine or figure that she transferred herself into. In other words, this woman believed herself to be one worthy of worship, and not just herself, but she believed that her hind end, her back end, what we colloquially call in Elcott the Next Step, down there and in reverse, what some of you may say is her rear end or ass. We do not engage in that kind of what we consider to be blatant vulgarity. But basically, she asked people who are in her homeowners association and others listening here to the Phil Hendry Show to worship, or at least acknowledge worshiply and worshipfully, her down there and in reverse. We find that to be vulgar, blasphemous, and something that is not worthy of the higher levels we are attaining here on the Phil Hendry website. Now, the Phil Hendry website is a website that can be heard for free, but also you can get a subscription. And if I'm misspeaking here, Phil, please, you're doing good. Please let me know. What you do for a subscription is you buy the back door, or you go back door. No, that's you, a backstage pass. It's, Mr. Dickman, okay. Mr. Dickman told me that you go back door, you enter back door.
No, that's not it at all.
Sorry, I meant to say backstage pass.
You meant to say backstage pass. In order to listen to much of the programming on the Phil Hendry Show website, including Elcott the Next Step, my show, or my, if you will, roundtable discussion of the Elcotta and the Elcottia, you gotta go in the back way.
Backstage pass.
You need a backstage pass. What this Dooley woman is proposing is that she allow her philosophical platform to intersect as well as coexist with Elcott the Next Step on the Phil Hendry platform, and for the price of entering her back door, not her back door. Let me write it down. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, write it down. Backstage. For the price of getting a backstage pass, you can listen to our presentation as well as the presentation of Mrs. Dooley, the Badoo. Now, I'm given to understand, and let me just ask Mr. Dykeman, if I could.
It's a Dickman.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dickman. The Badoo, does one worship?
Yes, sir, there is. You do worship her ass.
So, Elcott the Next Step, something we work very, very hard on for the last 40 years after finding the Elcottan writings and my fraternity brothers rescribing and rewriting and bringing into fruition the modern-day Elcott philosophy, after all of that and more, including my elevation and floatitation to Overlord, I am now told that I share this platform that you got to get in back, you got to get a backdoor pass.
Backstage pass.
You got to get a backstage pass so you can listen to this woman say, come on down to the local KFC and come down to the Pollo Loco and take a look at my ass.
It's not exactly that, Dr. Elkin.
Well, what is it, please?
Yes, you acknowledge the ass. You acknowledge the high rear end of the Badoo.
Uh-huh. Well, Dr. Elkin, it is what it is. I am an overlord in Elkot the Next Step. This is one of the highest levels of any clergy anywhere in any spiritual system you care to speak of. And I have to coexist with someone who says, she's the Badoo, come on down to a shopping center and take a look at her ass, right? Come on down to a shopping center and say, yep, there it is, my ass. That's what,
you got to go back door.
Backstage pass, Bud.
Right.
You have to get a backstage pass to take a look at her ass. Elkot the Next Step, brought to you by Feeder Brothers. Go in, get that salve you've always wanted to, wipe it on, take a look, lay down, wake up, the rash, gone. Or at least it looks like it's gone. Feeder Brothers. Welcome back to Elkot the Next Step. A very special free presentation here. A free presentation for you people, so that you can immerse yourself in the Elkotan philosophy. And at the same time, I give you a warning that this Ms. Dooley, who fashions herself to be the Badoo, walks around showing everybody her ass.
That's what it is.
By the way, her ass will be at the Vaughn Shopping Center in Canoga Park. If you wouldn't mind, yeah. Well, the Badoo's ass will be at the Vaughn Shopping Center in Canoga Park on Monday. Monday at 4. Get there early.
My thought was, go ahead. I want the people to hear you, Phil. What?
My thought was, you give people the Elkotan, the Elkot the Next Step philosophy, and you can compare that to the Badoo.
Well, what the Badoo is, simply the Badoo is saying, take a good long look at my ass. I'll be at the CVS pharmacy Tuesday at 5.
Yeah, well, there's. She'll be in the parking lot.
So she'll be standing in the parking lot.
Well,
what is this? What is this finger?
Dad is a large cardboard finger that her husband made, so when she stands there, the finger is swinging back and forth,
pointing at her ass.
Yeah.
And people come around and do what? They have their picture taken with her. This is Elkot the Next Step. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott. I'm very proud of that. We are behind the paywall, huh? That's right. Today we give this to you for free, with a warning. The Badoo, heading out there to do a personal appearance at some shopping center with a big...
It's cardboard.
With a big cardboard finger pointing at her ass. And they can have their picture taken with her. And you can have your picture taken with her.
Elkot the Next Step has been brought to you by Feeder Brothers. Go, look, laugh, enjoy, go back to your car, sit in it, start the engine, take the exhaust out of the driver compartment and put it back where it should be. You deserve to live another day. Feeder Brothers.
When you listen to Elkot the Next Step, you do that by way of your backdoor pass, by way of your backstage pass, and you are there with us, enjoying our philosophy of the Elkata, the Elkadia, floatitation, of course the immersement, mind wipe, good times for all. This is Elkot the Next Step. When we have to share that space or platform with someone who calls herself the Badoo and goes on radio stations and has the disc jockey give away...
Yeah.
Well, there's not a whole lot of disc jockeys anymore, but...
Well, what is he...
She's going on podcasts and having them, like Adam Carolla will give away passes to see her as... Well, what are you suggesting that I do? No, I will not do that, Ms. Gray.
I'm not saying you should do anything. But if you wanted to drop you used to be an adult film star.
I'm not dropping my pants.
God. I'll cut the next step, and you can get a Phil Henry Show backdoor pass.
It's called Backstage Pass, bud, for the last time.
Sorry.
He's doing that on purpose, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Dr. Elcott was in adult films. I don't think there's any secret there. He also appeared with Erica Dorton, currently the headmistress at a C.K. Corona Middle School. I suggested that he appear pantsless.
What a loaf.
You gonna call me a lowlife?
No, I wasn't. I swear to God, I wasn't.
I never touched him.
She didn't. I wish you guys wouldn't do that.
What's that?
Pretending like she kicked you in the nuts.
Don't forget, go see the Badoo. Her ass will be appearing at Ralph's, the Ralph Superstore.
What's a Ralph Superstore? You're making that up. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott. I hope to see you on Sunday for Elcott, the next step.
Get a backdoor pass.
Oh, yes, get a backstage pass.
This is Dave Nieder, and welcome to Real Movies. Ever since I was a child, I would sit down to watch a movie, and all I wanted, even at that young age of 5, 6, and 7, was a movie that would tell me what it's about. What are you about? And if the movie couldn't tell me that, I'd be very, very upset. I was maybe ahead of my time, maybe I was precocious, but I would say something vulgar, something that I'd heard an adult say, and then I'd give it the finger. I'd literally give my television set, or if I was in a movie theater with friends, I'd just give it the finger. Because I was so put out with the fact that it couldn't do something simple like tell me what it's about. Real movies tell you what they're about. We're listening to the soundtrack to a film called The Day Mars Invaded the Earth. Huh? What could be more easy to understand? The day Mars invaded the Earth. I wrote a letter to these people. I was 10. And I said, thank you. The movie came out in 1962. I was a 10-year-old kid, and I said, thank you. That's what the movie's about. The day Mars invaded the Earth. People say, well, what's the movie about? What do you think? Are you kidding? It's about the day Mars invaded Earth. I'm sorry, I have a special guest we met here, just a gentleman in the audience, Tom Topol, correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
Well, I'm a tile setter, and I also...
very good.
And I also do some framing commentary.
Okay. Now, do you know what I mean by real, like a real... Here's a real movie here. This is the day that Mars invaded the Earth.
Huh?
Yeah, it's... Tells you what it's about, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Is it a movie you'd want to watch?
I think, yes, I would, to see,
we're the people on Earth, and Mars invaded us.
Hey,
wow, there's a tough one to understand, isn't it? Gee, I wonder what this movie's about.
Yeah, it's about the Mars, the Martians, I guess.
Yes, the Martians come invade Earth. What do we do about it? Well, we'll find out. But we know what the premise is, we know what the title is, we know who the hero is, we know who the people that aren't the heroes are, we know it all in the first 5 minutes.
I mean, it's okay, it's not you.
Yes, real movie, and real television shows. There was a TV show on that used to just tighten my jaws. I would grind my teeth at night. I was a young child, ahead of my time. My parents would wake me up because they could hear me grinding my teeth in the next room. They could hear it just going... Why? Because there was a show on called The Twilight Zone. What does that mean?
Oh, I've seen that show.
Right. You know what it means now, but did you know what it meant when they said Twilight Zone? What does that mean?
Well, it was a lot of spooky...
No. Before you even knew what the show was, what does Twilight Zone mean?
I mean, kind of like in the shadows.
Kind of like in the... You don't even know, really, do you? Are we having a cocktail on the patio? Is it Twilight Time?
Well, I don't think there's anything that...
No, I'm not saying it's gay. I'm just saying, what is that about? What does that mean? Now, here's a show. It was on ABC. Tells you right where it's coming from. Outer Limits, huh?
What's the name of the show?
Outer Limits. Did that tell you?
Yeah, that would tell me.
We're in the Outer Limits, okay? We're way out there. And there was another show on CBS called Way Out. Now, gee, I wonder what that means. You're way out, okay? Man, you are nowhere where you should be. You're nowhere where you want to be. You're way out. You were there. Now you're way out over there. Do you want to be there? No. What about you, Tom? Do you want to be way out? No, I mean, not. It's like a nightclub or something. No, not a nightclub. Not a nightclub. Okay? Not a nightclub. We're talking about way, way out. It's not ambiguous at all. Here's a film that was written by a friend of mine, Dave Chastain, and his wife, Melinda. The movie never got made, but they were insistent on the title. That's because they wanted it to be a real movie. Now, one of the main studios was going to pick it up. They were going to make the movie, but they wanted to change the title. And Dave said, no, no way. No way do we change the title of this. What do you think it was? I don't know. It was called Fuck You. Well, what? I think it's pretty plain. You. They didn't like nobody. They didn't like anybody, yeah. Basically, the hero of the movie was, he wasn't going to settle for anybody's, pardon my language, folks, but he wasn't going to settle for anybody's shit. That's real. That's a real movie. Dave and his wife, Melinda, they shopped this film. They said, will you change the title? No, I won't. And they said, and he said, by the way, what's the name of the movie? Fuck You, as he was leaving the office. I thought that was a good, that's kind of cool, you know. Well, what?
Well, I just wondered, did they ever have a movie made?
Yeah, they had a couple made. They had one movie that was a real movie, and I am very, very proud of them. And it was called It'll Gut You in an Alley and Leave You There and Laugh. That was a movie they made in 1965. It was part of that real movie genre that I'm talking about. It made a very good budget here, and it made a very good box office. I mean, here in the United States, it did very well worldwide. But the point being, do you have any doubt what that movie's made?
What was it called again?
It'll Gut You in an Alley and Leave You There and Laugh. And I said to Dave, I said, why don't you have, as the movie opens, it'll gut you in an alley and leave you there and laugh and have someone go, ha, 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 ha. There it is. It's laughing.
Yeah, that
tells you what it's about, doesn't it? Well, doesn't it?
Yeah. I have to go because.
Why? Where are you going?
I got to go. I got my wife.
Why? Why are you going? Nobody's real. No one's real. He's not real. He's not a real guy. Not a real guy. Wait a minute. It's a ray. It's breaking into my skull. I'm only kidding. Real movies. We'll be back next week.